This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing. Certified Financial Planner Tim Stearns. And Frank Wasilewski from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Let's light this candle. I'm getting over a cold. My head's still foggy and my throat's still sore. Let's light this candle. Elwood, buddy, how many miles in Chicago? 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Happy St. Patrick's Day. They started dyeing the river green, and Rob LaFrenz is scaling a salt truck right now, which is a sight in and of itself. They put the salt trucks by the bridge to discourage people from going around the barricades, and Rob just jumped right over it, and he's climbing on top of the salt truck right now. So we'll probably have Eli fill in for news at the bottom of the hour, but we'll be fine. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Let's get into it. Mike Houston, whoa, windy days out there, buddy. Half the fences in Northbrook were blown down. It was crazy. Did you guys get a lot of call for damage for roofs due to the wind? A
lot of calls. We're going to go out there and be replacing some downspouts, some soffit and fascia, some siding, some shingles. You'll hear about that later. We went from 70 degrees on Monday to hail and
to snow
tomorrow and wind. I mean, it's been a crazy week, and it's Chicago.
Yeah, it snowed yesterday.
It's Chicago. Yeah,
I know. Last weekend I said, we're walking around in shorts. I guarantee it's going to snow one more time. We're going to get into the 30s again. And boom, within 7 days, here we are.
You look in your garden, you got plants popping up.
Yeah. Okay. Phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you, buddy.
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Tim Stearns, how are you, buddy?
Good. That's why you got sick, David, because of the swings in the
weather.
It's
unbelievable.
I was worried about you.
I was out 3 days.
I know, buddy.
I could not stay awake.
I was worried.
Tuesday, I felt it coming on, and I had a call at like 4:30, and I said, all right, let's get to it because I'm going down. I just felt my energy, my fuel tank go whoop. I slept all day Wednesday, most of Thursday. Tried a rally yesterday. Crazy. What are we talking about today, buddy?
We're talking about buy and hold or buy and hope, and that's what a lot of people are doing right now. It's time for a better retirement planning strategy.
Yeah. Well, Pam Bondi, as soon as Pam Bondi said, hey, the Dow's at 50,000, right? You know, she's not going to, you know, don't worry about the Epstein files because the Dow's at 50,000. The Dow's dropped like 6,000 points, right? What a close on Friday. Are we in the 44,000 or?
About there, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think people need to have a better strategy for retirement.
Yes. Yes. Well, unless my kids, right? I've got them all on S&P 500s.
Yes.
Dollar cost averaging, yes. $200 right. a month right. going in.
Right.
Set, forget. Right. You know, something like that, that's a good buy and hold strategy for the youngins.
For the youngins, but for someone over the age of 50, that is not a good strategy.
All right, phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you.
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Frank Wasilewski, Access. What are we talking about today, bud?
I'm talking about how that raspy voice of yours is absolutely sexy.
I know. You sound like Susan Plachette, kind of like the Bob Newhart show. I look down the river and see the, come on, what's the circle? My brain's still foggy. Where they, come on. Towers, Marina Towers. That was the shot of the Bob Newhart show. Was right down the Chicago River, and yeah, Susan Plachette back in the day. Yeah, wow,
wow, wow. You alienated most of the audience.
Oh, go ahead. She was a very, very nice lady. Frank Wasilewski, what are we talking about?
So I'll be talking about a Chicagoland family that had an unfortunate accident, and we're going to talk about, you know, slip and falls and
who.
You know, unfortunately, what can happen. So it can happen to anybody, anytime.
Yeah, those kind of like unexpected situation adds challenges that you never thought that you'd have to face. And yeah. It's good to have a person like you in their back pocket to pick up the phone to call to overcome those challenges. Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to you.
630-616-6249 or visit allaboutaccess.com.
MegaPros Jeremy. MegaPros Jeremy from MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Is he still swimming in the river?
Texted him during breakfast, said, hey, you coming? He's like, yeah, just leaving now. I'm like, you know what, St. Patrick's Day, they kind of closed some streets down. So the over-under is 11. So I'll read this by from one of MegaPro's clients by the name of Betty in Chicago. I am so pleased with my new shower. It's unbelievably beautiful. I feel as if I have my very own private spa. Each person who worked on the job was beyond meticulous, professional, and an expert at their craft. The attention to detail was amazing. The daily work progress messages with pictures were greatly appreciated. Working with everyone connected with MegaPros was a totally positive experience. My thanks to Jeremy, Travis, Lucio, Carlos, Chris, Ben, and Julie. In the future, when I need help with a project, MegaPros will definitely and always be my go-to contractor. They are truly the best. Betty P. in Chicago. So there you go. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. Come back with the Center Guard mailbag. Loaded this week. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home to Home Chicago at 720 WGM. Center Guard Plumbing, Frank. The only plumbing company that I trust to touch my pipes.
And that disappoints me.
That are in my house.
I feel left out.
I know you do. Why don't you go work for Center Guard? Couple of new notes here. Joe Biden's at it again. U.S. gasoline prices have climbed, according to AAA. 35 cents this past week and 65 cents this past month. Prices are up 22% over the past month. Highest level since May of 24. God, that President Biden. Also, 10-year note yield is now up 35 basis points since the Iran war began on the 28th of February. I'm sure President Biden will get blamed for that. So interest rates are up a half to three quarters of a point in the past 15 days. Another news out of Washington. Charges against the Fed chair by the Washington District Attorney Jeanine Pirino, whatever her name is. U.S. District Judge James Boasberg wrote in the new opinion that a, quote, mountain of evidence suggested that the government served these subpoenas on the board to pressure its chair into voting for lower rates or resigning. So the court basically shot that down. On the other side of the scale, the government has produced essentially zero evidence to suspect Chairman Powell of a crime. Indeed, its justifications are so thin and unsubstantiated that the court can only conclude that they are pretextual, Judge Boasberg said. So Jeanine Pirino, whatever her name is going to appeal it. So we're going to be on a treadmill, even though Fed Chair Powell is going to be out of office in May. So here we go. Just want to throw that out there. Record 6% of workers. This is scary. I'll start with this. Per Bloomberg, pretty reliable source, more than half of the U.S. college graduates are working in jobs they don't require degrees. How about that? $120,000 to $275,000 down the drain. Yeah, that's according to Bloomberg. Pretty reliable source. You hiring, Mike?
Yes.
You need a college degree to work at Lindemann?
No, you don't.
Hmm. Frank, you hiring?
Always.
You need a college degree?
Absolutely not.
Okay. We're not hiring, but, you know, if you're a good salesperson, I'll hire you. Record 6%. This is scary. Record 6% of workers in Vanguard managed 401k plans took hardship withdrawals last year, 2025. This is up from 4.6 in 2024 and has nearly quadrupled since 2020. Hardship withdrawals have increased for six consecutive years. The most common reasons were avoiding foreclosure or eviction and covering medical costs. So if that doesn't tell you that there is a pressure on the system and that our listeners are having challenges paying their bills, there's another indication. You saw the same thing, right, Tim?
I did read that article. A lot of that has to do with the opt-in. When they start a job, they have to,
yep,
they're opting into it. So that's the first place they'll go to borrow money from or take it out of, unfortunately.
Avoiding foreclosure or eviction, mm-hmm, and yes, covering medical costs.
Right.
And this thing with the gas prices is I was watching news across the board, MS Now, Fox, CNN, News Nation, and they had, you know, some people were saying it's either put food in my car or feed my family.
Well, I want to see you put food in your car because that's kind of like back to the future. Gas in there.
Yeah. Okay, smarty pants. Yeah. Food in the car in the back seat or the trunk.
You don't mess
after
with Rolling Meadows graduates.
I
understand. You know that's right.
Right. That's why I'll talk slower. You put food in your car after you go shopping to get it from the grocery store back to your house.
That's fair.
Okay. You're welcome. That was a quick. I wasn't born yesterday. So put food on their tables and feed their families, or put gas in their car. And a lot of people are not filling up their tank to the full amount because they can't afford it, and they're just doing it to get to here and there.
Yeah, and gas affects everything else. Everything that we buy and purchase is shipped, and when that shipping cost goes up, then our purchase prices go up.
Sure.
Absolutely. And diesel's gone up faster than gas has.
Yes, and that's going to impact everything that goes on.
Agreed.
And it doesn't look like there's any short-term relief.
Agreed.
On the horizon. Avid listener of the show, talking about foreclosures, called me yesterday, talked to her yesterday. She's in foreclosure. She owed $49,000. She inherited the house from her parents. Okay, she owed $49,000. Home was worth about $100,000. Jeremy's here, so I lose because I took the over, and he came in under 11 o'clock. $49,000. She wanted to know, in my opinion, which was a better way to go. She had a brother-in-law who's willing to step up to help her pay the $49,000 mortgage off in full, get added to the title of the house as protection. She'll still be on the title, on the deed, but he just wanted to be added to, if something happened to her, he wanted to get his dough out, right? Which is fair. And she just wanted my opinion. She's responsible for the taxes and the insurance, or to take money out of her profit sharing. Tim, what was a smart thing to do? Her brother-in-law is going to write a check interest-free just to take care of her or cash out her profit sharing.
Take the brother-in-law as 100%, charity.
100%. So she's listening right now, and that is what she's doing to take care of her. Another listener right now in financial challenges. He's got $3,000 coming in. He's Social Security. He just inherited about $200,000 because his mom just recently passed away. May her memory be an eternal blessing. And he has $150,000 left on his mortgage on a $450,000 home. He's 63, married to a 58-year-old. Young lady, which is great for him. Challenges, you want a reverse mortgage. All the bigger challenges, we go off of the younger of the two borrowers.
Right.
And he just didn't have enough equity with the 58-year-old. And he's in like 3.5% 30-year fixed loan. And there's, or a 4% something, right? It didn't make any sense to refinance. So I just told him he had a grin and bear it, dip into the 200 for maybe 1,000, 1,500 bucks to get through, get older. His wife gets older, home appreciates, pay the loan down. Maybe rates come down eventually, then you qualify for more. Again, struggling situations that our listeners are in and the challenges that they face. And then here's another one. 80-year-old guy, okay? I talked to you about it at breakfast, 3.625% 30-year fixed loan. Okay, he owes about 150, home's worth about $500,000. He had $20,000 worth of debt, and he called up an online lender, got a hold of him because they could see his 40, 50 G's worth of credit card debt, and they tried to refinance him out of his 3-something% loan. He's like, well, I'm already down the path. I'm like, I'm supposed to close in a week or two. I'm like, so cancel it. He's like, well, he's like, they told me it was great. I'm like, how much are your closing costs? Over $15,000 in closing costs.
Oh, my gosh.
Credit scores were still good, he said, like upper 6s or 7s. I'm like, you just need a HELOC to pay off the credit card debt. You got a ton of equity in your home. So he canceled the loan with the scumbag online lender who's not happy, which I don't give a crap about.
Right.
And we hooked him up with Consumer Credit Union, take out a line of credit. We're going to extinguish his credit card debt, turn the credit card debt from, I think it was like $2,000 a month down to like $400 a month, and he's going to pay it off faster. But here's the challenge. We got to hit a break. Challenge is, and what I told the lady who was in foreclosure, wanted my opinion. The first thing I said to her, well, here's my opinion. It would have been better to call me before you went into foreclosure.
Right.
Because now that you're in foreclosure, what do the banks do? They tack on a bunch of fees, late fees and interest and penalties.
Right.
So now she's further behind. So that $49,000 check is probably going to be 55, maybe 58, because the banks are going to hit her for all the back payments and the interest and the penalties. So the time to call is before you make that missed payment. Because once you make the missed mortgage payment, it's a lot more challenging to help you.
Can't you negotiate the fees?
No, not when you go into foreclosure, because they don't care, right? They got you. right? And now you're calling for a payoff, and they're going to be like, yeah, it's 49 plus an extra 8 or 9, whatever, so send us, whatever, 60 grand, and, you know, the brother-in-law will send 60 grand, and away it goes.
Don't most banks want you to keep your home, well, work with you?
Well, yeah, but if you're willing to pay off the loan, they, you know, they'll get a check, and, you know, away they go. Time to call would have been before the first mortgage payment to ask for forbearance and then try to get caught up. Again, when you get into foreclosure, you've already blown a hole in your head and you're completely devastated with your credit and there's not much I could do. We got to take a quick break here. That was the Center Guard mailbag sponsored by Center Guard. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Blackhawks playing some good hockey. If you don't know, we do have a professional hockey team in this town, Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Starts at 10.
Central.
We should have let all the cops, the paraders know that it starts at 10,
maybe,
I guess.
Maybe you should
My car.
Pay attention.
I was waiting for a text yesterday to tell me that there's a parade. You know, you're my only media source. You're my media source.
How old are you?
40.
Okay.
I don't have time for news.
You want me to cut your food in small pieces and make sure
you're let me know what news looks like. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a parade tomorrow.
Supposed to wipe
it's today.
It's today. Today. I get it. Well, clearly it's today. Yeah. It's okay. I'm looking at the river. It's green.
You should wipe after you poop and you should wash your hands.
They do say that.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you for
Sing
that PSA.
Sing the birthday song.
Yeah. Sing the birthday song.
All right. Segue over. That's a perfect segue
thank
over
you.
To Mike
sure, of course
Lindholm
it is.
From Mike Houston from Lindholm Roofing. What a windstorm. I had my neighbor's tree blew over into my backyard and took out a panel of my fence. I'm calling the guy on 41. If this happened to you, call Jake Stoller, fence guy, on 41, 847-432-0900. He's 3 weeks out. I mean, Northbrook, it was literally every, you know, I had trees falling over on houses. And my neighbor cut down some trees the day before, like the morning of the storm. And we never had this happen. And my wife's like, why did that happen? I'm like, because those trees probably blocked the wind from hitting the evergreen.
Oh, good
and it
point.
Came up from the root ball, right? It just came up from the root, fell right into my, I got a 45, 50 foot evergreen. And I'm just thinking, if that's what's happening with fences, it's got to be happening with roofs.
It is. A lot of wind. I mean, we went from, 70 on Monday to hail to wind. You know, it's going to snow tomorrow. We started that. We started the show with that. It's just going to happen. A lot of damage. A lot of trees came down. A lot of shingles blew off. A lot of downspouts and gutters are flapping in the wind. A lot of fascia and siding. So we're out there and we're busy and we're taking care of our customers and our listeners as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
Go on.
That guy's 3 weeks out. How far out are you guys?
We're not quite that far yet.
Okay.
But we are getting there quickly.
Yeah.
So please
call now.
If you need something, if something happened to your house, something, if you just want an inspection.
What about listeners wanting to wait to call their insurance company? And like that happened to one of our customers. Tree fell down on their same thing, fence and everything. And it was like, well, you got dogs. I'm thinking we should probably go out there immediately and try to at least close the openings for you. But what about customers or listeners that are saying, hey, now I got to call my insurance company. Then I need an adjuster out. Then I need this. Meanwhile, their house is exposed. How do you handle that?
Call your insurance company immediately if you know there's damages. And we'll come out and we'll inspect and make sure there is or there isn't. But if there is and there's a hole, we'll tarp it.
Got
insurance
it.
Companies cover emergency service tarping.
Perfect. So same thing with that tree that fell in your yard. Your insurance company would.
You think I'm calling my insurance company?
No, I don't think you. I don't think you will.
I taped a note to my neighbor's door.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, take a look outside. You know, give me a call. Haven't gotten a call yet. So something tells me I'm running to Home Depot or to Lowe's and renting a chainsaw. Might lose a limb.
You need to rent? Oh, you don't
that
have
might
a chainsaw?
Be fun though.
That's
sure,
what I'm
losing
for
a limb.
Father's Day.
Oh yeah, that'll be great. Me with the chainsaw?
Yeah, I'll get
you out of your mind.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Do they know that you're recovering from a sickness?
I had a cold, so I might have to, and I'm on NyQuil. So I might have to wait 48 hours to let it clear my system before I can operate heavy machinery. That I can lose a limb. Sure. So if I come in without a leg or a toe,
You'll still come into the radio show. That's still you're committed. Yeah, of course.
I mean, Hanson would call off, but if I cut my hand off, I'd have him. You know what I would do? I would light my outdoor patio grill thing there. Yeah. I'd stick my hand right in there. I'd solder it.
Perfect.
Cauterize it, and I'd come right downtown.
Of course you would. Yeah. Of course you would.
Pop a couple of aspirin.
Done.
I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Tylenol.
Man of the people. Makes sense.
Man of the people.
So you're managing your customers that way where, hey, yes, it's an emergency. Yes, we could get out there right away. We might not be able to repair it, but we could
temporarily protect it.
We don't want you exposed because, like you said, 3 inches of snow. So if your roof's exposed, oh boy.
Yeah. Or rain. And, if the water hasn't gotten in yet, and it will.
It's going to.
That's going to cost thousands of dollars worth of damage.
Wait, yeah. Unknown.
Whether it be your drywall, your insulation, your walls, your floors, your...
How about for listeners that can't see their roof, right? Like, I can't see the top of my roof. So how do you manage that with listeners?
So we know that a lot of hail came through a lot of the western suburbs. Some hail was, the size of a softball.
Yeah.
I saw photos 4.5 inches wide.
Wow.
So those homes were hit by the hail and there's damage. Your cars were damaged, your siding, your mailboxes, your grills, maybe your fence.
Well, you know what? There were a number of trees that 2 blocks away from me blew over. It was an evergreen. I guess they have like really shallow, from what I'm learning, really shallow roots. Because it was the same size tree that knocked out my fence panel, blew over and laid up right on the garage. Okay, so they got those big bushy branches, so it kind of cushioned it. But you got this 40-foot tree lying up against your house. It couldn't have been too good on the roof when something comes on like that.
No. It's not going to be good on your roof. It's not going to be good on the siding. It's not going to be good when things blow through the windows in your home.
Do you take down the tree, or do you got to get a arborist out there to knock the tree down?
We can, but, I mean, depending on the size of the tree, we don't walk around with chainsaws like you're going to later today.
Right. Maybe.
Well, maybe.
I'll be out there.
But if it's something that we can pull off and move off to the side, we'll get to it as quickly as possible.
We're going to want video of you with the chainsaw.
Do you recommend, like, with these high winds that listeners go around their house and say, hey, maybe any branches that are going over their tree, now would be a good time. Like, if it didn't fall on your house, maybe now's a good time to pay attention that it could have.
It's always good to walk around the house and trim those trees that have been growing for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, and they're overhanging the home, and those are branches that could potentially come down and cause damage, for sure.
Sure. Okay.
Here's a texter. David, love you. Love your show.
Good way to start it.
I do not want to see you or anyone who is not a professional with a chainsaw hire someone that is a very dangerous tool.
It's a very good point.
Challenge accepted.
No. They're saying the opposite. It's not a challenge.
That's what I mean.
It's an opportunity.
I appreciate your concern.
Okay.
That's why
the
God
fact
gave
that
us.
Have you ever chainsawed anything before?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes. Yeah, you were in the scrap business. Yeah. You were tough and rugged at one time.
I torched.
And that's different than a chainsaw.
I cut metal. And I cut down my buckthorn. I had a tree dropped in my other home. I had a gigantic limb. Okay. Almost cut my foot off then. But I didn't.
Plus, you did a spin class today.
Did a spin class? Yeah, 45 minutes. Okay. I'm in peak shape.
Yep.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So if our listeners, in all seriousness, if our listeners want to reach out to get you out there and your team out there to check, because a lot of crazy stuff was flying around. What was it, Thursday night? I think it was Thursday night.
Yeah,
it was Thursday night. Plus we had the rain.
Thursday to Friday,
Friday morning.
Crazy.
Right. I mean, we had, crazy rain,
which
dampened the ground. Permaseal was crazy busy.
Of course.
Out of control. And you guys were crazy busy. So what's the best number for our listeners to reach out to get them on your schedule?
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Just public service announcement out there. Well, I just remember this driving in. The left lane is for passing. Okay, I just wanted to make that public service announcement out there.
I thought it's for fast cars.
The left lane is not for going 55 miles an hour and looking at the skyline like, oh, is that the Sears Tower or is that Is that the Hancock over there? Oh, it looks. No, the left lane is for the guy behind you flashing you, wants to go flying by
are
you, you.
Are you honking?
No, I'm just flashing and I'm weaving, like saying, hey, you know, I got to get around you.
How close?
I'm pretty close.
Okay.
Were you following me into the city this morning?
No, wasn't you. Did you see the color of their eyes in their rear view mirror?
I could see stamped in Canton on the bumper. Okay. So I'm just like trying to give hand signals
sure.
to move over. You know, I'm just a public service announcement. That's the fair. Left lane is for passing, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Or fast cars.
Yeah. Four fast cars yeah. that want to pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The right lane is if you want to go a little more leisurely
Sunday
pace.
Driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Saturday. Yeah. Come on. I get
especially
it.
Like Iowa and Wisconsin license plates, move over.
Spring Grove,
312-981. It's close enough. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns coming up next. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. What do you think, Jeremy, from Egg Harbor Cafe to here, under a mile? Probably.
I would say under. Yeah.
Under?
Three quarter. Yeah. Yeah.
First weekend, Mr.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so sensitive about cold weather. Are you from Illinois?
I don't remember that happening.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, you're older, so yeah. Maybe a senior moment. Yeah, is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tim's like, I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Are we like on radio right
heart
now?
Heart attack serious.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
It was crazy cold, though. Like, yeah. My eyes were.
Heart attack serious.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
I think were you in shorts? Closer to, I think like, that's under a half a mile.
Right.
I'm like, you think it's under a half?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's under 1,000 steps.
Well, it's the steps up, right? It's after the. Well, once you cross the bridge, all that wind comes in. Maybe that's what he was worried about.
What are you from? Key West?
I don't know.
From
maybe.
Chicago. Rolling Meadows.
I thought the same thing.
Like, Rolling Meadows High School. Tough guys.
I'm from Arlington Heights.
Football
so
player.
Oh, so he's a little softer.
Football player.
Frank's the hard guy. He's
got
from
it.
Meadows.
That's true.
From Meadows.
Swear to God. I look at him and I'm like, you done.
The yeah. minute the words came out of my mouth, I regretted it.
I bet you did.
I knew he would ride me the rest of my life.
You know you made it when you get a rejoin, though.
That's
so it's
true.
Almost a compliment, in all fairness, regardless of what the rejoin is.
Hold on. It's even worse.
Yeah.
Benny just did a Google search, 0.2 miles.
I had
that's
pulled a
skip.
Hand.
No.
The sun was in my eyes.
Is that it? The sun.
A lot of got things
it. 0.2 miles.
It's, long, it's longer than that.
A lot of things going on.
Benny pulled that. I believe Benny.
It's longer.
Two. It's the stairs.
Google Maps.
It's stairs.
Like, it's longer than that.
I'm like, wow. Maybe we'll get a pedicure when we get over here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Buy and hold. With the market's gyrations and fluctuations and Bitcoin going from 110,000 down to 60-some thousand. Yep. Now it's 71,000 bouncing around. Gold is crazy. I'm watching Gold Rush. I love that show on Discovery. And, you know, they're at $23 million, you know, in their season so far. Totals, 6,300 ounces. They're at $23 million, you know, with the price of gold. And that was, like, last year when they were doing it. Just right. Imagine what it is this year. Typically when war breaks out, people, investors, flood their money out of the stock market into the security of bonds.
Correct.
And the yield would go down, and interest rates on the 30-year fix would go down, and would be a boondoggle for anybody looking to purchase a new home or refinance their existing home. Okay, that was before the Bitcoin craze, and now all
AI.
This stuff. And it's not so much AI. It's
oh,
just
really?
I think what we've done is we've upset the entire world investors out there by calling them stupid. And they used to flood into treasuries for safety and for a safe haven. And now foreign countries are bailing out of treasuries because they're tired of taking it in the pants by our administration. I mean, that's just a fact. Okay. It's not, I'm not beating Trump. Just look at what he said and look at the countries that are pulling money out of treasuries. Okay. And here's the problem. When we don't have the world buying treasuries, that impacts interest rates, and you're going to pay more for interest rates because there's less of a demand for our treasuries. Okay, so I don't know what the logic is there. Maybe somebody smarter than me in my 18 and my ACT could help me when you're trying to tell, you know, investors to go stuff it and they're stupid, and then they take their money out of our country in steamer trunks and the yield goes up, which it has gone up when typically it would go down. So stock market has gone down, and right. people are now flooding to gold is the safety haven instead of treasuries.
Is it
treasuries.
Just gold or natural metals, too, in general?
All the metals.
All the metals.
All the metals. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, have you seen the price of aluminum?
So, I have.
It's aluminum.
Nuts. I have.
Right. Copper.
Copper.
Everything's yeah. crazy. Timmy, fire away there, buddy.
Well, basically, if you're, what I've seen is many advisors are telling people, you know, buy and hold is going to be the way to do it. And I just think that that's kind of a passe way of doing things. You know, Vanguard, that's been their whole mantra, is to buy and hold, and it's going to come back. And it will come back. But a lot of people, when you're in retirement, you need to live on this money. And you're going to be taking money out and permanently eroding your dollar, right, from the market. So what I'm telling people to do is, you know, before this, you know, reduce your downside risk during volatile markets like now. You want to, like, basically create sustainable tax-efficient income streams. Diversify across assets. I've seen so many people playing the NVIDIA game. People are coming into our building all the time with way too much in stocks. And now everyone thinks they're Warren Buffett because we've had 16 years of a bull
market.
That's
a good point. Yeah, look at how well I'm doing. Yeah. Everybody and did well.
Everyone's a warrior until the market does what just happened. And if you had told me 2 weeks ago that I'd wake up and we're in a war with Iran that's going to decimate the stock market like it's been doing, I would have called you crazy. But my clients are diversified. So make sure you are diversified.
What does that mean for somebody who doesn't understand what diversified means?
Make sure that you're not playing the hot hand. All the Magnificent Sevens, the Teslas, the NVIDIA seems to be the darling of the ball. And still, it has done well.
I thought,
yeah, it's okay. Still doing fine. But, I mean, it's been a roller coaster. Yeah. If you have a strong stomach, stay the course. If you don't have a strong stomach, get a plan. And most people do not have a plan. Hope is not a plan.
There are 7 or 8 stocks that are driving the entire have been driving the market for the past year or two.
About 70% of the growth in the market is from 7 or 8 stocks.
Sure,
that should scare the heck out of you. And if it doesn't,
that's not
then
diversified,
you're not relevant.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you're not being real.
And the problem is, I read something that the younger generation is buying more and more risky stocks, and they're like putting it on black or on red, and like, let's go.
Yeah, all right. And that's fine.
Well, they
for them.
Can't. Yeah, I mean, in theory, they younger. Can.
We got to hit a break here, but we'll come back more after the break.
Okay.
All right. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. That was Tim Stearns from TJ Stearns. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best number?
1-800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256.
Rob LaFrenz is back from swimming and churning up the dye in the river and scaling salt trucks, which is pretty impressive.
It's incredible.
For a man his height.
Wow.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It's tough to solve.
It must be the hair.
It's the hooded sweatshirt.
Is that what it is?
Down.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Home Sweet Home Chicago coming up after the break. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-91-7200 MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. Quick reminder, 3 days, Frank, until the last day of voting. Early voting for Cook County is going on now.
I remember that. It's St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, got it.
I was going to do a interview with Brendan Riley this week to air today, but I was sick the entire week and could not make it downtown.
Wait, you were sick?
I was sick.
I didn't know about that.
I know you. I mentioned it about 7 times. Thanks for paying attention to the show. So I apologize to Alderman Riley, who I am a big fan of, and I'm voting for when I go home today. And Fritz Kagi has got an opportunity to get booted out of office because he's a disaster.
Do you remember what the voting percentage was again?
18%.
18 whole percent, Cook County. If terrible. You're listening, come on.
Yes.
Regardless of who you vote for, just
get
vote.
Off your ass and vote.
Just vote, right? Come on. We got to get those numbers. Those are amateur numbers.
Are
Let's
ridiculous.
Get those numbers up.
And Toni Preckwinkle is banking on 18% showing up so she could win again.
Sure.
Amen.
So if you would like, if you're happy with the way things are.
Which is... maybe 18%.
Well, it's more than 50% of the 18%.
It's more than 50% of the
18%. Get off your duff and vote.
Sure.
So maybe we could have some change. I like Patrick Hines, who is going up against Fritz Kagi.
You had him on the show.
I had him on the show, and I invited Fritz on, and he's in the Witness Protection Program.
Mm-hmm. Would you call voting a right or a privilege?
Yes.
Same. Good. Same,
yeah.
Agreed.
312-981-7200. Well, you have a right to vote, and it's a privilege to vote. And you should get off your rear end and vote.
Take advantage of your right and take advantage of the privilege
Yes,
to
sir.
Be heard.
Yes. Frank Wasilewski, 46-year-old man goes into a shower. Everything's fine. The 46-year-old man with a family comes out of the shower, slips coming out of the shower, and the entire world of him and his family change.
Yeah, can you imagine, you know, having a family, you come home, kiss your wife, walk in, say, I'm going to take a shower, then we'll go hang out. Goes into the shower as normal, trying to get out. Just steps wrong. Falls down, hits his head, and immediately paralyzed from the shoulders down.
Come on!
Can't, you know, can't feed himself, can't hug his kids anymore, can't, you know. Just like that, instantaneously. So, yeah, that's the story of Mike Traub. And he and his wife Nicole are currently trying to navigate this. You know, thankfully, I'm thankful Nicole reached out to us, you know, just for advice. And our Kristen Falco, who works for us, is just an amazing woman, one of the best in the industry, and she been, you know, guiding Nicole through the process of just. What questions do I ask? What questions do you ask the doctors? Because the doctors and the insurance companies want to push you out of the hospital, right? So
push me to a world I don't know.
Right.
Wow.
And no. I'm not prepared for.
And no. how do you deal with the insurance company? Because Mike can no longer work. And as you know, we all know as employers, you know, the state law is if an employee leaves, you know, say on April 1st, their insurance is good until April 30th.
Yeah.
And that's it. Then it's
30
over.
Days.
So, right. So, now, and obviously, recovering from something like this, you're not going to recover.
This is forever. Days,
right. This is forever. But then the insurance drops you. So now Nicole's faced with being his full-time caregiver, trying to get the home ready for them. Jeez. On top of
and vehicle,
now she's got to go back to work.
Literally
everything. She's got to do
the world
everything.
Is different.
So, you know, we're helping her navigate those waters as best we can. We're helping hook her up with all the grants and state funding that's available. But the family needs help. So, you know, putting it out there to the WGN listeners, you can go to our website at allaboutaccess.com, and then underneath our community section in the news section, there is Mike and Nicole's story. And there's a GoFundMe that's set up for them to just help them get the medical equipment and stuff they need in their home.
How many of those calls do you get a week?
Ones that are this tragic? It's more like once a month.
Once a month.
Yeah, that are this tragic. I mean, we always hear about
car accidents. Right. On the job, got hurt on the job.
Yeah, or I had a stroke and I can't use my left arm, but something that's this tragic and this heartbreaking, it's about once a month. You know, and I talk about it all the time because everybody thinks that I'm in the elderly business and the average age of our client is 37 because this can literally happen to anybody at any time at any age. And it's, you know, it's hard. You know, and when your house isn't set up, you're not planning for something like that, then who does? You know,
they have stairs.
Yeah, I got stairs. I got to deal with stairs to get into the house. You know, bathrooms that aren't going to fit a wheelchair or be. You know, so they have a lot of work to get done. A lot of stuff. To, you know, that again, we'll be able to get them as much assistance as possible. But the family needs help.
More importantly, what are you doing tonight for your wife's birthday?
I don't know. Happy birthday, honey. We haven't decided. We're kind of winging it today.
She's making a purse for her birthday right now.
Yes,
that's
she
what
is.
She's doing.
She's sitting there just watching.
I thought
all
it was
us.
Awesome.
It's the most beautiful view she could have on her birthday. Is we're just watching.
It's just
the five
staring
of us
her
now.
Husband.
Right?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Hey, Tracy,
she's loving every
hey,
minute.
Tracy,
of it.
New York Jewelers. It's about a mile from here. I know a couple of guys over there. You know, just saying, if you want to take a walk over. Put on the company credit card.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe a spa.
Okay.
Is there a cool downtown spa?
There's right. one right where we're staying.
Is there?
Okay. All right, Tracy. Like New that. York Jewelers. Okay,
New
you
York
get a
Jewelers.
Spa anywhere. You know what I mean?
Michael
spa.
Jordan's restaurants right across yeah, the street.
McDonald's is too. It's a little more in my budget.
A large diamond. Harry Carey's. Come on,
Frank. Yeah. There's a Dunkin' Donuts across the street.
Oh,
I go there. I have a coffee. I have a couple of those egg omelet things. Yeah. While my wife does the damage, and then I come in. I'm like, what is it? What? How much? Sure. Like how much packing gauze do I need? Because I'm bleeding.
How many mortgages do I need?
Right.
To sell?
I'm like, how many? Yeah. Right. How many am I going to break even? Yeah. For our listeners, want to reach out to you, Frank. What's the best number to reach you and your fine team at Access?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back. Open it up to the panel. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text and photo line. I know that Mike wanted to talk about storm chasers. I know that Tim wanted to talk about some more investment strategies about buying and holding or not buying and holding and other strategies. And Frank wants to talk more about the services and the products that he provides. And Jeremy wants to give out recipes after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text and photo line. Mike, you want to talk about storm chasers?
What are they?
Go ahead, Michael.
Let's start there.
Well, define
a storm chaser.
Someone that's going to knock on your door out of the blue. Someone who's going to find somehow your email, your phone number, give you a call. They're going to knock on your door. They're going to ask to go on your roof. They're going to give you a clipboard.
Hey, I'm going to give you a free inspection.
They're going to ask you to sign this sheet of paper here. It's might have a name on it. It might have a license number on it. It's probably an out-of-state roofer. Maybe local. Who knows? But
how can you tell?
If they're knocking on your door, they're storm chasers.
That's it. Plain and simple.
Think about it. If you sign that, you just signed a legal document.
You're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Dave, here's a piece of paper with my company name and a line at the bottom, a little small print. I need permission to go on your roof.
So that's what I'm trying to figure out.
So, yeah. Northbrook, Illinois.
Yeah.
Highly educated.
Oh, yeah.
Borrower of mine. Yeah. He worked in the financial industry. His wife owned her own business.
Okay.
Storm came through.
Yeah.
Hi, can I check out your roof? This knucklehead let the highly educated financial services, 400 G's a year. He lets some putts he's never met before hop up on his roof. Worse, that's bad enough.
Yeah.
Then he comes down and this genius signs a piece of paper that says, if you hire anybody other than me, I get a piece of the action. I'm like, what are you doing? I referred him to Mike. Mike's like, I can't do anything to help him. He already signed.
Yeah. So is the homeowner thinking I'm signing a document that allows that person to go on the roof?
That's their strategy. That's one of their strategies. I need to go on your roof. Sign here.
Yeah. I mean,
it's blank.
As a homeowner, if somebody said, like, well, I don't want to worry about the liability and all this, like, oh, I'm signing this. Oh, right. You're going to take on the liability? That makes
sense. It doesn't tell you what they're going to do. It doesn't tell you how much it's going to cost. But go ahead and read that fine print.
You just signed over a blank check, basically.
Basically.
Who's doing that?
What they're doing is they're preying on, you know, the general good nature of, I want to trust and believe in people, right? So they're preying on that and the emotional moment of, this storm just came
through. I need help.
Hail came through. There might be damage up there. Something wrong.
And that's a good point.
Again, stop, breathe.
So look, don't sign that blank piece of paper.
Or any paper. If somebody shows up at your house and they want you to sign something, just don't. Right? I mean, can we say that? You don't know him. Don't sign it.
Don't sign him.
This person in Northbrook, was his last name Hotchberg?
No, it wasn't me. Okay. I'm not highly educated.
Okay.
That should have knocked me out.
Yeah. Okay.
That should have knocked me out right away.
It sounded familiar.
And my wife's not self-employed.
Okay. What are you telling our listeners to do and not to do?
There's some long-term, in good standing roofing companies out there. Of course, Lindholm being one of them. We've been in business since 1949, 77 years now.
Jeez.
That's a long time.
It's a number.
Give us a call.
So if anybody's knocking on your door after a storm, thank you very much.
We're set.
I'm going to call Mike Houston at Lindholm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Mike will send out a crew wherever you are in the listening area, pretty much in the Chicagoland listening area.
We will go to Kankakee. We've done work in Lake Geneva. We've done work in Indiana. We go out past. I mean, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't hurt to call. Just call, right?
Just call.
I mean, that's what we're saying is, hey, just call.
Don't sign anything.
Yeah.
And you know what? Never. While this putz is up on your roof, why don't you go around and see what license plate he has or she has on her car?
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it's not from Illinois. Okay.
Do you think there's a hook of saying, hey, we'll make sure you don't pay your deductible. And you know, we might even get a little bit of extra money for you to go on that vacation.
Are they pitching?
Well, I know it's fraud, but it's...
They even go out to your front door and they say, hey, your insurance company asked me to stop by and look at this for you. I mean, they just say that right out. I had it happen to me. That was fun chasing him out of my house. But, you know, it
you let him in?
No.
You said out of my house.
Sure. Off my property.
Yard.
I pulled a Hochberg there, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what Frank did... He got the shotgun.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. Exactly.
No, hey, you want to get your? You want to get off my property? No, I'll be right back.
Your call.
As he's loading in the shells.
I didn't realize it was that aggressive.
Oh, they're aggressive. They're gonna try to play you for sure. They're gonna go in. They're gonna try and get on that roof. They're gonna try and get you to sign something. And once you sign something, you are legally, to some degree, and I don't know exactly what degree, but you are legally obligated to them, whether it be 15, 20, 30% of any settlement that you get from your insurance company.
Goes right to them.
Unless
you use them.
Sure.
But I
don't know if I could trust them as far as I could throw them right now. All they did was lie.
When they tell you that they're going to save you enough money to go on a trip, when they tell you that you're not going to have to pay your deductible, that is outright, downright fraud.
Okay. Wow. So that's to all our listeners out there.
Call a roofer that you know and trust.
Phone number.
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Tim Stearns, you have the same challenge that people call your clients, say that they could do all these things.
Yeah.
And you just took somebody back from another guy that advertises on the radio.
Yes.
You want to share that story without naming names?
Sure, I'd love to. So this gentleman that advertises on the radio that he's a good guy took one of our clients and took actually all my strategies, moved his money over, and started to take basically commissions and that type of thing without doing anything, and then was trying to move him from an annuity that I'd already put him in that was giving him income that would have just given that guy a commission that would have done absolutely nothing for him, a huge surrender charge that this guy was living on. And I stopped all of that and moved the money back to us. And we'll just call him Mr. Smith, is happy to be back with us. And I said, no more wandering, no more promising. This guy was making him promises that were... The guy was just bored, and he called into a show. And the next thing you know, he was sucked into this.
Same kind of question, right? Mm-hmm. So if someone comes to you and says, I could save you all the money and you know your fees are going to be way lower and I'm going to make you a millionaire and you're never going to have to worry about money again if you go with me.
Yeah.
That's snake oilsmanship. That's
absolutely.
Anyone that says they're going to overpromise something to the highest degree, like who can guarantee that? We just saw 2 weeks ago the market just tanked.
Right.
No one had a crystal ball that would have that. Like,
right.
So who's going to guarantee, oh, no matter what, I'll make you money?
Right.
And is that downright, again, fraud, but is that common in this industry where they would, anyone that says in your industry, I guarantee I'm going to make you money, is that a red flag already?
Well, you can't use the word guarantee.
Got it.
So that would be the start of it.
Sure. If it's too good to be true.
It is.
I would agree. So, I mean, basically what we try to do is get people on the right path. And I had a plan for him, and he diverted from it, and now we're back on track. Sure.
Good.
Thank God I got his money back before the market crashed.
Phone number.
800-640-2256. That's 1-800-640-2256. 2256.
I got a picture of Rod LaFrenz swimming in the Chicago River.
He looks great. So looks happy.
He looks happy.
It's cold plunge, right, Rob?
Yeah.
That's not even that cold. That water's probably like 45.
Yeah.
That's cold.
That's not that cold.
That's cold. You do ice baths.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cold.
Colder than that.
Well, Rob, I'll take you up on that challenge. We have AI and we could put you in. We could create as many different photos of you shirtless.
All right, never mind. I'm all over the place.
I've never seen a man that happy swimming in green Kool-Aid. I'd get your skin checked out. All right, this is Zone from Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We got the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Live in Villa Park last summer. Caught a hailstorm. Lindholm sign in our front yard. Guys were still putting flyers on the door. People come to my door. I don't even answer. I let them go to the next house. Next texter. We just had the fifth person knock on our door asking to inspect our roof. No, thank you. Next texter. Living in Kankakee. Had a door knocker yesterday. Even with the yard sign from a trusted local roofer to show I'm already having things fixed. I mean, this.
Yeah, they don't care.
It's nonstop. They don't care.
It's four in a row. Bam, 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 bam.
Very reputable. A gutter guard company came out. So did you see this one?
Yeah.
Went through the speech, then stated we don't sign before he left, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
We ended up going with a local guy. Yeah.
Again, don't sign.
Don't sign anything.
Don't sign until you know what you're signing.
We live in an era where you can find, like, AI check can give you 12 different companies. Google can give you 12 different companies.
Listen, go to WG and David. You got 25 different companies.
All right. Thank you.
And quite honestly, any reputable company isn't going around knocking on doors.
I don't know.
Trying to generate business because they're already busy with legitimate.
Yeah, raise your hand if you knock on doors. Oh yeah, no hands. Got it.
How about that?
Yeah,
Edward Jones does.
Do they?
They do.
No way.
Wow.
Okay. Just
tells you a lot.
It does. Yeah. Right, they might be big. Fired. They might be big, but they're definitely not reputable.
All right, that wasn't subtle. Yeah. All right, I just wanted to throw one thing out there that I forgot in the mailbag.
Okay.
I received a letter that looked like it came from the Michigan Department of Treasury, telling me and my wife, it was David and Elise Hochberg. I have it in my
full
car.
Names.
I forgot it. Full
okay.
names.
Okay.
That we owe the state of Michigan from 2021, like over $5,000 in back taxes.
How dare you?
Well, I'm like, so what do? I take a picture, I send it to my CPA. I'm like, hey, Tony, what the hell is this all about?
Sure.
He's like, it's a scam. So he's
That's a scam.
So hold on. On the letter, they included an envelope.
Of course they did.
And on the bottom, a tear-off, who to write the check to. So, and there was a website on there, right? Who looks at the website? So I type in the website.
Yeah.
Page can't be found. So I Googled Michigan, State of Michigan tax scam, and boom, it came up. This is what's going on. This form looked identical to what a Michigan state Treasury would send out.
Did they have your...
They had everything.
Really?
They had everything.
Yeah. Like socials on there?
They didn't have the social.
Okay.
They had my name. They said I owed them $5,200-some. They had my address, a lease. They had everything. They had the backup jargon, you know, the paperwork with your rights and everything else.
And you moved from 21.
Right.
So
this is my new house.
This can be your new house.
My new house.
Wow.
Saying that I owed him over 5 G's.
Isn't it sad that some people make a living
doing that.
Off of stealing
con artists?
Scumbags.
From people?
Yeah. And it happens in every one of our industries. Every one
Absolutely.
Of us.
Yes.
Well, that's what I wanted to transition over to you because you get that all the time.
All the time.
All right, so hold on. It had an envelope to send it back. It had the rights, right? It had consumers' rights. You know,
I feel like
the...
you should have put something in that envelope and sent
it
to
them. Oh, I am. I'm going to send them some human excrement
to
send it back.
That's what I was hoping for.
I'm going to
just give them a nice little surprise.
I'm going to drop a little DNA in there and shoot it back to them.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I was waiting until I had some Mexican food. I wanted it ripe.
Great.
So, yeah, I'm just like, what's going on here?
Yes.
Okay. But you know what?
Here's my check. Yeah.
You know, Elise is like, hey, we owe $5,200. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
I got to pay for a fence that just got knocked down. Right? So just be careful. You could Google anything. Right? So I just Googled State of Michigan tax scam. Boom. It popped right up. And I'm just like, okay, there you go. You see it all the time.
Literally every day.
Mm-hmm.
You like, see it all the time. You got a 40-some-year-old young man that fell and slipped. To put his foot down wrong, boom, he's now paralyzed. And you've got scumbags, a local guy, right? We take care of our local people here. There's a GoFundMe page. Where's the GoFundMe page again?
Go on to the community site, community page of our website at allaboutaccess.com.
Okay, go there. We're going to make a donation from Team Hochberg later when I get home and find my credit cards that I lost somewhere in my house. But I should put one of those Apple tags on it. That's a very smart idea, David.
Yes, it is.
But you've got scumbags who will come in and will somehow find out that this guy had some type of accident. I don't know how they got it, but they find out. Okay, you know how they find out. I don't know how, but through the phone, AI, whatever. And they start bombing these people with official things. And then this wife is probably so distraught, she doesn't know what day it is.
Well, I couldn't even imagine all the bills that
are coming in
and all the every, like, isn't there a grace of some kind? Like, I thought there was something, nothing, right? Like, so life happens and everything's just expected to just keep going along.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you, okay? You've got to be careful who you work with. And you see these scumbags every single time. They don't care if they hop on your roof and go look at this, sign this, and then they get their 25%. You get people, trying to snake your clients all the time.
Yep.
Piece of crap, garbage. And you've got people all the time trying to take advantage of people in horrible situations.
Now is we have doctors and nurses buying up franchises for accessibility companies like ours. And then obviously when somebody gets into the hospital.
What? Oh, yeah, I want to figure this out.
Right to their own.
Let's say this again, real slow, so I can hear.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
So you have a doctor, like I'm Dr. Smith, right? And I'm like, I got a boat ton of money. Where do I park it? And it's like, I got an idea. I'm going to buy an accessibility company, and then I'm going to write a prescription.
No, they can't write a prescription, okay, so but they'll refer business. Okay, so you injured. You're like, hey, if you need, you know, here's a really good company for you. Not saying that, hey, it's my company. Here's a good company for you to go call.
Come on. Isn't that a conflict of interest?
You'd think.
Wow. No,
but it's becoming real commonplace. And the scary part about it, like, great. I mean, they know the medical side of it.
Of course.
But do they? They know don't the construction own the construction side of it.
There's right. no way they. Right. They yeah, it's
it
a whole
really
different.
Scary.
Animal. Hey, Frank, I'm really good with mortgages. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about installing an elevator.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But I'd hire you in a heartbeat just because I want to be next to you. More
yeah,
because you want me to take the ride down and then.
Yeah,
and then
every customer would love us going in their home, like working on a lift together. Wow. It'd just be a comedy routine.
Sure.
Well, I'll be there. You let me know, and I will be there, and we'll videotape. I did it with the water heater with CenterGuard.
Yeah,
we got to post it, but it's great. Remember the guy I told you at the beginning, the 65-year-old married to the 58-year-old. He just shot me a text during the show. Hey, Dave, Don here. Thanks for the phone conversation yesterday. More importantly, being brutally honest with our situation. I'll remain positive for hope somewhere down the road, and we'll keep in touch. Heard you mention our situation on the show this morning, too. At least I know we're not alone. Get well, right? He's telling me to get well after he's telling me his challenges. So there's a guy, 65 with the 58-year-old, 63 with the 58-year-old wife who wanted the reverse mortgage, who got the $200,000 from his parents. His mom, you know, recently passed away. May her memory be an eternal blessing. And, you know, he was listening. So there you go. What we talk about on the show actually happens in real life. We don't have to make this up. It drops in our laps every single day. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Let's review. You're assuming I don't have delicate silk things that I wear.
You have holes in your underwear.
That's disgusting. Here's the deal about men's underpants. Okay. You don't need to understand. I started seeing things disappear, so I started doing my own laundry. I'm like, what's up?
She's throwing your underwear with holes away because it's embarrassing. Like, when you bend over.
Don't do that.
I don't bend.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-72. I bend very slowly.
You did spin today.
I did.
Was that with Julie?
Julie.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, I
got to make
a solo class.
Of course it wasn't a solo class.
There were 13 other people in there.
I got to make my way to do that again. That was fun.
That was
I like it. It's good.
Jeremy shows up.
Fashionably late.
In a cardigan.
Fine. Gets way more elaborate every time.
And he had leather-soled shoes.
Seven-piece suit.
Leather-soled shoes. Walks in with a pipe in his mouth.
I definitely had a pipe,
yeah.
For sure.
He's
the whole time.
He's like,
it was
where's my
phenomenal.
Bike?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think I beat you, too, which is even more impressive,
sure,
right?
You beat
with
me
the pipe.
To the throw-up bucket. 312-981-7200. Bob in Evergreen Park, thanks for joining the show. How can we help you, buddy?
It was my pleasure. You know, I had roof damage just yesterday with the wind, of course, and I was referred to Lindholm Roofing through my son. I placed a text immediately when I got the number, and I received a call right back, and everything was set up for this morning, which was less than 24 hours after the damage with the rain coming. I was very concerned, and sure enough, Lindholm Roofing had scheduled time for them to come between 8 and 10 this morning. Jose, a representative from their company, showed up about 8:15. He surveyed the damage. He did take some shingles up, and he replaced the ones that were lost. And he was in and out in 1 hour. And sure was ease of mind for me because I know it's going to be raining in the next 24 hours or so. So I just wanted to share that because I heard your segment on the roofing scams, and that's unbelievable that people actually do that. But I just wanted to share some great news with Lindholm Roofing. They did a wonderful job, and it was done efficiently, and he was on his way in less than an hour.
How many sons do you have?
I have three.
Is this the son that you like the most or like the least? I'm just curious.
He's actually the middle son, so, you know, he's right in the middle.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, middle
Smart
son.
Smart answer.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he's not, I don't like him as much as the, you know,
I get it.
You just like him.
Kids are the fluid, right?
Yeah.
Well, he kind of jumped the shark because the other two didn't call you to tell you to call Lindemann, right?
Yeah.
Lindholm.
Lindholm.
I mean, Lindholm.
Yeah.
Lindholm. There you go.
Right. Yep. Yeah, where were the other two? It's St. Patty's Day today. Are they down here watching the River Dye Green getting lit up downtown that they didn't care to call you to call them?
Actually, two of them are down there, and one is in Florida. So they're all having a great time.
Well, there you go.
I'm home waiting to make sure my roof gets repaired. So. All right.
Sure.
Well, thank you for the shout-out. Thanks for the business. And tell your neighbors, and we'll help you out whenever we can.
I will for sure, and thanks again. I really was ease of mind to know it's all done and not to worry about the rain now. So thanks again. I appreciate it.
Hey, Bob, how much do you owe on your mortgage? I mean, I might as well try to get on it. What do you got?
Send me a letter, and you know, I may respond to it like you did.
All right, Bob, well played. Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, buddy. All right, thanks for calling and sharing your experience. How does that make you feel?
Makes me feel good.
That's less than 24 hours of response. That's phenomenal.
Doesn't happen all the time.
I get it. I know. But well, Bob caught it at the right time. So
Bob
immediately,
caught us early.
Hey, great. But now you're getting customers that are kind of... Is that your phone ringing?
It's my phone. My daughter's
Don't
here.
You know...
I know. I'm waiting for my daughter to show up.
Got
it's like, I got Dave Plyer, in the other room. We got royalty here.
Sure.
Okay. Look, we know there's been damages had in the recent week, and we're happy to go out and assess and help as best we can and as quickly as we can.
Sure. All right. Phone number if our listeners want to reach out.
773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
All right, I want to talk about the scumbags who take advantage of the handicapped people. Can we just go over that one more time? Mm-hmm. On a weekly basis, on a monthly basis that you're experiencing
multiple
this?
Multiple times a day. Yeah, where people, whether they're being grotesquely overcharged, high-pressured sales, sold something they don't need, and then they're calling us up going, hey, I just bought this and nothing's working and I don't know what to do. And
We've talked about the high-pressured sales.
Oh, high-pressured
right?
sales.
So, I think this is my favorite, right? So if anyone, you call a company, they come out, right? They're going through their spiel, right? They're going to have to come into your house. They're going to look at stuff. If they say, you have to sign now.
Yes.
Or I have a deal. Look at the deal. Look at what I have for you, right? That's a red flag right there that says, if you want to sign right now, I'll knock a percentage off, I'll throw in the free blah blah blah, we're doing this.
Or they sit down in front of you and they say, here, if you buy it from us, it's only going to be $13,000 for this lift, but if you buy it from this company, it's going to be $20,000, and if you buy it from this company, it's going to be $24,000, and you're going to save so much money by buying from me. And better yet, if you sign today, I can give you another $2,000.
I'll help you out.
Right?
I'll help you out. It's been a light month.
Right.
Yeah.
They call a legitimate company up front, and now all of a sudden, you're only paying $4,000.
Unreal.
Right? Because that's their high-pressure sale. But you're right. Anytime somebody says, today only, if you
today
sign right,
only,
because when I walk out that door, you won't get this price again. That's high-pressure sales.
Okay.
They're preying on your emotions.
When they sit there for two and a half hours and honestly just keep on pushing and prodding, and they start at $20,000, and by the end of 2 hours, they're down to 13.
How could that feel good? Don't you know that that's not okay?
And legitimate companies go in there with the best price they can offer based on their overhead and what products they're purchasing and whatnot.
Yeah.
All the time.
I want to welcome Dave Plyer to our show.
Yeah, look at this.
Well, hello. How are you?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Where's your green, David?
I'm wearing underpants. I try to. I don't want to. Well, you asked.
I did.
You don't want to know. Don't ask. All right. So, Dave Plyer.
Yes.
We've got roofing expert here, financial expert here, MegaPros here. We got access here.
Everybody we need.
You've been listening to the show.
Oh yeah. On the way over here.
The scumbags that are out there, and you've been in radio forever.
Okay. Sure.
For longer than all of us, and in the broadcasting field. When you hear the stories of people taking advantage of our listeners, what does that make you feel?
Oh, angry.
Right.
Oh, my God, angry, for sure.
It just blows my mind that there's a special place in hell. I like to say this. Special place in hell by the furnace. When somebody calls for help, and they're getting taken advantage of. It just really frosts my rear end.
Yeah. Our listeners are our friends and our family. We don't like that stuff. By the way, love your biggest message is go out and vote.
Thank you.
We don't want 18% out there.
Yeah.
And I love Brendan, too. Not that I'm endorsing, but
But if you had to say that, you know, he's a good guy.
He's a good guy. Brendan, he's my old man at the museum downtown here. Yeah. And he helped us get open quickly.
He just happens to be running for county board president.
Just happens to be.
Who's been on our show twice, even though I invited his opponent, Tony Preckwinkle.
Yeah.
And talked to her people, had to go through 17 different layers of BS.
But what are we thinking as a city that only 18% of us should go out and vote?
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes no sense to me.
What are we thinking as a city when the Cook County Board President doesn't have the cojones to come on my show and talk to me about things? Listen, I love all the hosts, right? Mm-hmm. You guys are great. Mm-hmm. Okay, you all are professional broadcasters. Mm-hmm. I'm a mortgage guy. Okay, I think I know a little bit about real estate.
Oh, I think you're a bit of a broadcaster.
Well, I'm part-time, right. I'm a B player. Yeah. But you know, they will come on the other shows. But, you know, you guys don't know as in-depth about, you know, real estate as I do. Because I dance on this floor all the time.
They're afraid of you, though, David.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
you're going to ask them tough questions.
I'm going to ask them questions that our listeners want to hear.
On a Friday night, I don't get into politics. I just want to have some fun and enjoy myself and have the listeners enjoy themselves. But they should come on and talk to you because you're going to rip them a new...
I'm not going to rip them.
Okay,
I'm going to ask them pointed
questions. I wish you would.
Well, they'll rip themselves.
Yeah, they will.
Because I'm going to ask them pointed questions. Like, I know I got to hit news, but I got Plyer in here. He's a Hall of Famer.
I'm not actually, but I will say...
In my eyes, you're a Hall of Famer.
But I will say that when one of the candidates was on television, they just spoke and they weren't asked any questions. It was just like a little commercial.
Blah, 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 blah.
I agree.
Blah, 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 blah.
But we got to get out and vote. Not 18%. That's embarrassing.
And vote for whoever you want.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Brendan Riley is a great guy. You think he's a great guy. Mm-hmm. And I like my guy, Hines.
And I think candidates for whatever they're running for, mayor or whatever, down the road, let's not cancel everybody out. Let's join in as a team and make sure that we have two really good candidates. And then we go from
there. So we don't have Brandon Johnson, that clown show again.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I know. All right, Plyer, thanks for coming.
Thank you,
brother. We're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. The news is next. Next, from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. This portion of the show is sponsored by the fine people at Consumers Credit Union. New car loans with great credit as low as 4.49. I just got my bill from them, consolidated bill, because they changed their name from KCTCU over to CCU. So I get everything on one bill. I've got my...
It's nice now, right?
It's great.
Yeah.
I've got my car loan. Boom. I've got my home equity loan. Boom. I've got my savings account with $5 in it.
There you go. Do you recommend that? I like how you laugh.
Well, no.
Savings account with $5.
You need to have an account with at least $5 in there to become a member.
Of course.
Yeah. Credit score is greater than, equal to, or greater than 730, prime minus a half on HELOCs.
Dave, you
prime minus two for the first year introductory rate.
You very recommended good. That if listeners have a car loan through another vendor, like some other financial institution, let's say it's in the sixes, sevens, to contact consumers,
absolutely.
Right? And say, because I didn't know that you could
refinance
a car loan.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, sure.
I didn't know, guys.
You can refinance any asset.
Again, I'm learning something new every day. Yeah. So if listeners are in a
at
car
the age
loan,
of 40.
I understand.
We're proud of you.
Every day, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Some take longer than others.
You judgment? Know, it's proud to say that I don't finance cars. Thank you. So maybe I just don't
nice
know.
Shot.
So thank you.
Okay. Judgment-free zone.
Got it. Thank you.
No, but if you are having trouble, if you've had troubles in the... Here, I'll give you a perfect example. My best friend, his...
Come on.
His... I know
you... I'm here, Dave.
I know you are.
Okay.
His significant other had some credit challenges in the past, went through a divorce.
Yep.
He had a co-sign for the loan. Her credit's a lot stronger now. I introduced him to CCU. He just refinanced himself off of her car loan, and she now has a car loan on her own.
Nice.
With a much lower rate, a much lower payment, but they're going to make the same payment as they were before because they're used to it, pay the car loan off faster.
Great.
And her credit will get stronger faster because she'll be paying the loan down faster. And it helped me because he's buying a house down in Florida, an investment property, and now I don't have that payment that I have
that's
to get
a good point.
The paperwork showing that she made the payment for 12 months. Car loan's paid off.
Sounds like a win-win-win.
Win-win-win all the way around.
I like it.
What are you guys doing?
Right now?
I'm in a radio show.
I know you are. Half hour.
You're late too.
So it's kind of wild. You know, we were talking a little bit off air about like foreclosures and things like that, and what customers are doing. So
they're picking up, by the way.
There's a lot of we're staying in the home still. So we're committed. We're staying in the home. They're not at the point of chairlifts, right? So this is what's fascinating. So I'm like, well, you still got stairs. Are you aware of that? And they're like, we'll call access. We'll get a chairlift, right? But they're doing all your modifications now for 5, 10, 15 years down the road.
Yeah, it's getting
like,
better.
Right? Like it's just, hey, we're staying in our house. We know we're going to be here 5 to 7 years. We want to enjoy it. You know, there's always that. I'm like, you don't have to do that. And they're like, no, but I want to. I want to enjoy that bathroom that we never remodeled. So we're seeing a lot of that. And then it's these like facelifts per room. So I don't want to remodel a kitchen. I want to change the knobs on it. I want to fix that one cabinet that's always, you know, kind of fell off the hinges or something. You know, that a couple two tree swear words later. Yeah, no problem. We could fix that. And then maybe new backsplash, maybe new countertops, maybe paint, right? I want to paint this room. I want to paint that room. I want to change the flooring in here, change that exhaust fan. So it's like we're touching every room, but it doesn't need this big overhaul. So we're doing a lot of those projects. I am urging listeners that if you want a summer project, that does not mean call us in the summer. Do not call us in the summer and expect a summer project. That is not a thing. That is a fall project if you call us in the summer. So please call us now. We'll gladly have it done in May. May's ideal for summer, right? We don't want to do construction in our 2.5 months of beautiful weather. We want to do construction before it's still ick outside. Right? It's gross. The ground's still kind of frozen. It's harder, right? It's like already today. Making a mess. Like today would be awesome, yep. Right? The other day it was 38 and sunny. You were probably doing roofs.
We were up on roofs.
38 and sunny is amazing. It feels like 50, right? Maybe not to Tim. It feels like negative 10, but most of us in the Chicago Uber. Yeah. Uber
you might break a nail.
Yeah.
So I'm urging all our listeners, if you're planning a project for summer, please call us now. We'll plan in advance. We'll get the necessary permits. We'll get the materials. We'll orchestrate. We'll give you your schedule and lock it in.
And permit time. You just brought up permit.
Permit time.
Permit time. I mean, especially with the city.
I don't want to. So if you're from DuPage County, look out.
Yeah, you can be two months waiting on the permit.
That permit's going to take a long time, right? And if you work for DuPage County Building Department, please call MegaPros. I'd love to figure out a more efficient way for us to work together.
That's covering his rear end there.
I would love to. It would be my favorite.
I have a special builder special.
Okay.
All of our listeners love opportunities. These are new construction homes, Northmark Homes, Highland Terrace townhouses in Wakanda. They're offering new buyers $10,000, what they're calling flex cash, to either slash your purchase price, fund major upgrades, put towards closing costs, buy down your rate. So they're offering you 10 G's.
Any which way you want it.
Northmark Homes. And when we do the loan, we're also going to throw in $1,500 closing cost credit on top of that.
Awesome.
So Northmark Homes, Highland Terrace Townhomes in the beautiful town of Wakanda, Illinois. I was up there last week dropping off rate sheets for their buyers. We're the preferred lender up there. So $10,000 flex cash. They're trying to incentivize buyers. They're beautiful.
And there's not a lot of new homes popping up.
What size homes?
They're beautifully sized homes. No, it's townhomes.
Well, yeah. Okay.
It's townhomes.
We're going to call them 15 to 2100.
No, they look a little bigger.
Spacious.
Three
bedroom?
Hold on, it says right here. Yep.
Size matters.
1,576 square feet.
There you go.
Two spacious bedrooms, a den, 2.5 bath, open concept, finished lower family room, adds value, extra space.
Sounds beautiful.
Yeah, 1,600 square feet.
Yep.
Brand new build. All right. So,
did they say how much they were again?
They were going for, I've got threes. Prices here. Well, high threes.
High threes.
$389 for 245 Regency Court Unit B in Wakanda, and they've got 245 Regency Court Unit E in Edward for 430 G's.
Okay.
So these are quote unquote reasonably priced starter homes, if you will, in that market.
Scary to say, but yeah.
That's where
real.
You're at.
That's real.
The brand new construction, great builder. So I just want to throw that out there. Perfect. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Homes from Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're running out of time on the show. Cynthia from Darien, how can we help you?
Hey, I talk fast. I'm a flight attendant. Listen to me now or die later, okay? KCTCU, is that where I call about refinancing my auto loan?
Yes, but it's now Consumer Credit Union. It's now CCU, which we could help you with.
Okay, what's the number I call?
Call me 773-456-6526, and I'll make the introduction.
773-456-6626.
6526. Listen to me and you won't crash. 773-456-6526. Sorry, that was too easy.
Got
yes.
it. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Call me and I'll make the introduction to Consumers Credit for you.
Got it. Thank you.
What rate do you have right now on your loan?
Pardon me?
What?
Oh, so get me started. 7.9.
How's your credit?
The freaking credit rating was, no, excellent. The freaking dealership finance person said, I digress. I got 7.9 with Ally, the worst freaking bank in the world.
Okay.
7.9, you know what? My bank said, no one ever calls us about your loan. Are you freaking kidding me?
Seems like you have a lot of anger issues.
Yeah, don't hold back.
Yeah, what airlines do you work for? Might want to consider.
Sorry. No. I'm working on that. No. I took a few days off, okay?
You should take a week. Okay.
What?
Drink more.
Yeah, maybe you should switch to decaf. But here.
Only two cups a day, that's all right.
And some Primatine mist.
Yeah,
I don't have asthma anymore. I don't have asthma.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so you got a bad auto loan, and we're going to make the introduction and get you taken care of. So, next time you fly, you could be calm and not want to ram somebody with a drink cart, okay?
I ain't flying until this is resolved, okay?
Okay.
Want you to fly.
All right, please call me as soon as humanly possible, 773-456-6526, and I can refer you to at least three different people that you could speak with. They're available Tuesdays and Thursdays because I've got them tied up the other 5 days of the week.
Understood. God bless America. Stay safe. God bless our troops.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200. Before we go around the horn, we have to sing Tracy a happy birthday.
We get to.
We don't have to.
It's a privilege. Are you kidding me?
It's a privilege.
You're 28.
People pay extra for this.
Yep. You're 28. And,
gorgeous 28.
How is it married to Frank? I mean, give us a little backstory there. Pull back the green curtain.
Always an adventure.
Okay.
Mr. Energizer Bunny here.
Okay.
Keeps you going.
All right. And you are 28 one more time, right?
Yes, 28. Okay.
All right. Wonderful. 3,
getting
2,
close to that big 3-0.
1, right.
Sure. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tracy. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. I called Sam in New York Jewelers. He's expecting your... expecting to show up about 15 minutes after
Thank
the show.
Thank you very much.
Minimum 100.
Yeah. We got a credit line, 50 grand.
Oh, 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Well, it's Frank. I figured 100.
I'm using Hochberg's credit line.
Oh, perfect. Exactly.
Start
well, that's
low,
250.
And then it goes up. Don't judge. All right. Mike, you got a minute to say goodbye here, buddy. We're running out of time.
All right. Please give us a call if you have had any storm damage or if you were in the area. And even if you don't have storm damage, we are scheduling full replacements, repairs, no job too big or too small. Please give us a call at 773-283-7675 or info@lindholmroofing.com.
Tim, go.
If your buy and hold strategy has failed you in the last 2 weeks, give us a call at 1-800-640-2256.
Frank.
So if you're into esports, go visit us at the UW Milwaukee Panther Arena, where our very own Cassandra Potter will be giving out and talking about accessibility in esports. Nice. And showing off her new video game controller for people with disabilities.
No way.
Yeah, way. Very cool. Give us a call really for anything cool with accessibility needs at 630-616-6249.
Tracy, you want to say anything?
No, thanks for the lovely serenade. I enjoyed it. And
enjoy McDonald's for your birthday.
Yeah, congratulations.
No McDonald's.
Value
no McDonald's. Got it.
We won't.
I know. I'm the budget conscious.
But their new value menu. Yeah.
No.
Doesn't matter.
MegaPros, no. Jeremy. MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
You got a minute to shine.
Yeah, if you have a home, we can help. Real simple. You just got to give us a call, and we're happy to help. You could text us pictures, questions, if you have any issues. One of these things that I'm finding out is service. So there's a lot of companies that charge for their own work. They charge for a service fee to show up. Mm-hmm. So if you're a mega customer, wow, we will never, never, ever charge you to see our own work that we need to look at. I mean, isn't that wild?
It's wild.
It's just, I can't.
How
I can't
about your estimates, Jeremy?
Yeah, those are totally free too. They come with a cost, so I don't want to say free, right? But they don't cost our customers anything, right? That obviously there's a cost to show up, but we do not charge for them. Let's put it that way.
All right. And here is your phone. And here is the Mega Pros. Hang on, it's here
someplace.
847-658-8989.
815. You just made me cry while you were singing happy birthday to Tracy. My daughter Tracy passed 2 weeks ago at the age of 38, and 18 of March would be her birthday.
Wow.
So just wanted to let that texter know that we are thinking about them. Sorry for your passing, and may your daughter's memory be a blessing. Great segue into if you're buying a home and want a reverse mortgage, right?
Sure. Not so much.
But I had that queued up until I saw that, so I'll just leave with this. Talking with a lot of financial planners like Tim, talking with a lot of realtors about buying a home. There's a ton of equity in a lot of our listeners' homes, and instead of paying cash, this strategic financial opportunity to buy the home with the reverse mortgage, put that extra cash into a savings account to cover taxes, insurance, and upkeep, and not worry about running out of money. So it's just a different strategy. Give me a call. The number 855-563-2843. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Go vote.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Jeremy Hogle from MegaPros Home Repair, Remodel, and Renovation Experts. Michael Houston from Lindholm Roofing, certified financial planner Tim Stearns, and Frank Wasilewski from Access. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit wgnradio.com/homesweethomechicago.